This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Vote to try to secure the gavel for Speaker of the House. How many weeks has it been that we haven't had a Speaker of the House? And yet, so much of our attention, and rightfully so, is focused on the horrificness that is happening in the Middle East. And the president decided to speak to the nation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Trust me, I will get your thoughts as we go to the mailbag coming up this hour. Plus, I'm going to take you to New Zealand for a great conversation with such an interesting woman. You probably don't know much about the language that they speak in New Zealand, but English is not the official language. Wait till you hear the story and wait till you hear about her book. You will absolutely love it. All right, so before we get there, there's nothing to love about this situation. In fact, U.S. troops have been attacked 7 times, my friends. Ridiculous. In the past 48 hours in Iraq and Syria. So we are on heightened alert. Americans are told to get out of situations where they shouldn't be. In not those terms, just high alert. When the State Department in giant red letters says high alert, it means get out now. And that's what lots of people have done already. They've scrambled, jumped on the cruise ships, although not that many people when there was 2,500 available seats to place the spaces to go to Cyprus and then to get back to the United States. Only 500 took advantage of that. But there were other means. There were other jets that were scrambled, other people that were helping. So I think the people who are trying to get out, wanted to get out, a lot of them have gotten out. It wasn't about that, though, when the president talked to the nation on Thursday night from the Oval Office. It was really about pitching for more aid as far as Ukraine and Israel is concerned. Here's what he said.
We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity. You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine, people that are very badly hurt since Putin launched his all-out invasion. We've not forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture, rape used as a weapon by the Russians, and thousands of Ukrainian children forcibly taken into Russia, stolen from their parents. It's sick. Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it. Hamas' stated purpose for existing is the destruction of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. Hamas uses Palestinian civilians as human shields, and innocent Palestinian families are suffering greatly because of them. Meanwhile, Putin denies Ukraine has or ever had real statehood. He claims the Soviet Union created Ukraine. And just 2 weeks ago, he told the world that if the United States and our allies withdraw, and if the United States withdraw, our allies will as well, military support for Ukraine would have, quote, a week left to live, but we're not withdrawing.
All right, so now with those words, as I mentioned, the attacks, nothing about the attacks, which I was very, very surprised about. None of that came out in that address. The focus was truly just on Israel and also what Hamas has done, obviously, with the Palestinian people. And we know that the other day in Israel, Biden told Netanyahu and Israel in general not to be blinded by rage in the response to Hamas, because we're seeing all of the bombing that's going on. There are 20 trucks with water and food and that kind of stuff. There was a deal cut with Egypt to have those trucks come through, and they should be there on Friday. Of course, that's a very small amount compared to what's needed, but at least it's some aid. And Netanyahu agreed to that, because don't confuse the innocent faces, the children, the people that are at in the Gaza Strip, hysterical because their families are losing their lives for what Hamas is, which is this terrorist organization that still has 200, as far as we know, because they could have killed people, we don't know, 200 plus hostages, and some of them American. I mean, that's, you know, that's what we're looking at. Then there is what happened during the day with a Navy warship, thank goodness, that arrived, the USS Kearney, that arrived on Wednesday. It was in the right place at the right time because it intercepted multiple missiles near the coast of Yemen headed for Israel. I mean, if you look at a map and where the where the ship was positioned and where these missiles were shot off of and where they were going, they were headed for Israel. So they were knocked down. There was also drones that were launched by an Iranian-backed group in Yemen. That was also, they were also knocked down, thank goodness. So we know missiles and drones and that they were set up where specifically they were targeting. I mean, the Pentagon doesn't know for sure, but it looked pretty much like it was going into Israel. So having the U.S., some of the U.S. fleet there is huge. Having the Kearney go through the Suez Canal into the Red Sea on Wednesday was perfect timing, and that's the whole idea, is to try to be there as a block, as a defense for anything that could explode in that region. So the timing of that was good, because we don't know where they would have landed, right, to that end. And then also, hopefully, that continues to be a deterrent. So I mentioned the State Department saying to all Americans that are abroad, it's time to be very, very cautious. And to, because of the tensions, and because of the violence, and because of the terrorist attacks, because of the demonstrations against U.S. citizens, you're right there in the middle of it. In Beirut, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut urged Americans to make plans to leave the country. They're saying, as soon as possible, because you got commercial options right now, and they're not going to be there. They're pretty much saying, they're not going to be there, so get on a plane and get out, because we're seeing what's happening at the northern border with Lebanon, and the concern there is what's happening with Hezbollah and what's the backing, and we know it's Iran-backed. And that's Hezbollah. So it's gone, they've gone far enough to say, we recommend that U.S. citizens who choose not to depart prepare contingency plans for emergency situations. Yeah, like things escalating and you being caught in the middle of a scenario where there are missiles and there's bombings and whatever else, drone attacks, that you would be right in the middle of. So a terrible, terrible situation, needless to say. All right, the other situation is what I said. We don't have a Speaker of the House. Apparently, Jim Jordan is insistent on a third vote. That's going to happen at 10 a.m. on Friday. A couple hours before that, he's going to hold a press conference. He's working the room, working every Republican he could possibly work. But he has to have 217 votes to get the gavel. Will he? Will we have a full-time Speaker of the House? Does the interim Speaker of the House, Patrick McHenry, does he really take over the reins until January? Stay tuned. Mailbag next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
KateDelaneyRadio.com 24/7. Send them my way. Let's jump on this one. This one is from the Mac Attack. He says, Delaney, I know that you were close to some Rangers back in the day. You've talked about it, and I can remember you hearing you do Rangers post games when I lived in Texas. You were great. I'm wondering, what will you do if it's the Texas Rangers and the Philadelphia Phillies in the end? But the Houston Astros might play spoilers. They really blew up the Rangers in front of their home crowd in this latest game, 10-3. Girl, were you watching? Of course I was watching it. The sad thing is that they had, at one point, they tied it up, right? So it was 3-3, and then just forget it. The Astros just came alive. I mean, some really good moves by Dusty Baker, their manager. And Globe Life Field got silent. I mean, it was just a blowout. It was just a blowout. Once you get, you know, you get those bases loaded and you clear the bases, you know, forget about it. And that's exactly what happened. You had Alvarez and Abreu, two of their best hitters, who combined for 6 RBI. I won't go too deep, Mac, on this because everybody else will be like, oh, great. I'm not certain what's going to happen here. Even with the Phillies, you can't look at Arizona. I got a lot of people listening in the great state of Arizona, and the Diamondbacks, in a really tight one, had a walk-off wonder. It was exciting, I'm sure, if you were a Diamondbacks fan, to see that. So it was 2-1 was the final in that one, but Philly still has the edge there in the Texas Astros, the Rangers Astros, you know, it's tied up. But they had the edge, and boy, when you open the door for the Astros, oh, look what they've done this last, whatever, 7 years. I mean, are you kidding me? And like I mentioned, hats off to the Diamondbacks, because they had the magic of the walk-off single in the ninth. And does it get any more exciting than that? Marte, you know, with people just slapping them high fives with a major, you know, run that they needed to win that game. But Philly still has that 2-1 edge. All right, on to more serious things. This one is from Kevin, who says, Kate, I listened to what the president had to say. I'm glad that he seemed pretty fiery about the scumbag Hamas and the situation with Putin and Russia and what they're doing to the Ukraine people, the atrocities, just inhumane, the things that we have seen, that we've witnessed, heard about, seen video of, all of that. But I'm disappointed he didn't mention that our troops that are there were actually attacked. I mean, just to show exactly what's happening and how important it is to be stationed in the Middle East. I mean, I guess he sort of said that in a way, but I was surprised he didn't specifically say that. Yeah, I was surprised too. I think I said that at the top, that there was no mention of that at all, because that's obviously a very, very big deal. 7 times in the last 48 hours, right? An attack. Well, first of all, there was an attack near Baghdad's airport. We got forces there. There was one projectile that was shot down. Another was struck, and luckily nobody was injured. We got the warships that shot down the missiles that I mentioned that were headed toward Israel. We had the American bases in Iraq and Syria. They have been targeted by drone attacks, all of that. So there are things that are happening absolutely out there, that we've had this rash of violence and things that the U.S., well, that our military is right in the middle of. Okay, Lizzie says, this whole thing with the Gaza hospital just annoys the crap out of me, Kate Delaney, and listeners of America Tonight. And the reason is because why did they even report initially that Israel was responsible for the explosion? You could clearly tell, if you looked at where the reporters were and what you saw, that it couldn't possibly have been. It would have blown apart that whole hospital. That it is correct to assume what was eventually reported, that it had to be Hamas related or some jihadist or whatever, because it was a misfired rocket, and of course it was intended for Israel. So immediately the wrong news comes out, and it's not good to fan the flames for those that are already doing the pro-Palestinian protests, but they're really misguided because they don't understand the Hamas situation, and of course the Palestinian people have nothing to do with that other than they're the human shields. People have to pay attention to what we're seeing and what we've seen in the past. So I would urge all of your listeners to listen to what you're saying, to make up their own minds, and to pay attention to what they are seeing. The video doesn't lie. Yeah. You know what? We have seen it. We've seen horrific things. There's no question. I mean, how many times the past 2 weeks have I looked at something and it says, these images are graphic, or we're not going to show you the worst. It's already, they show you something terrible, but we're going to show the worst thing we could possibly show you. I mean, it's awful. And the personalized stories, we know what happened in Israel, finding now more bodies on the way back to, tracing the steps on the way back to Gaza, the Gaza Strip, and we don't know the condition of a lot of the hostages. I mean, this just goes on and on and on and on. All right, John says, give me the damn gavel. This is so crazy. Kate, every time I tune in, it's like, you know, you just know instantly what it's going to be. There's no tease in any of this. Jim Jordan is now becoming like McCarthy was when he couldn't get the vote and eventually did. How many votes are they going to take, for goodness sake? I don't really believe this third ballot is going to work out for him unless he cut, I don't know, some kind of deal that probably won't hold up. And McCarthy certainly found that out for himself. How do we ever have speakers in the past who didn't run up against all this nonsense? Yeah, people always complain about the Speaker of the House, though, right? But yes, 15 votes for McCarthy. I don't believe that Jordan, I don't believe they're going to do this Jordan 15 votes. I think that it's clear that if this, I can't imagine, the third one doesn't happen, why don't they just grant, and even Jordan's back in the plan, why don't they just grant more power to the temporary speaker, Patrick McHenry, from North Carolina, and then they can deal with the critical issues, the things that are the funding issues, the government being funded. Because remember, we still have a Band-Aid on that deep into November. Craziness. It's just craziness. But Jordan demanded a third ballot Friday. I guess they're going to do it. But how many votes? Got to get the 217. It would be surprising if he got the 217. I mean, he's got to step aside. Could they consider other candidates? Yeah, sure. It's like a weird speaker war. It's what it is. It's a weird speaker war. And of all the things that we've seen with speakers of the House we don't like, things we don't like that happen, whatever party it is, whoever it happens to be, how long they've held the gavel, blah, 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 on and on. We could just go through a whole history lesson here. But this ridiculous circus, it's like we're on a, it's like all the American people, we're loaded, they've forced us to be on the carousel, and we're just going round and round, which I hate. Make a decision. We're going round and round and round. And, you know, it's that old-fashioned grab the brass ring and nobody is getting the ring. Nobody's getting the ring because there's not enough votes. So let's just do the interim thing, get things done, and now there's a little more time to deal with this. A little more time to deal with it. That's it, right? That's what has to happen. Period. Period. All right. Maggie says, wow, Beth Holloway, she must have the patience of Job. It's just vicious and awful to hear the words of the guy that killed her in a courtroom in Alabama, but thank goodness those words came out, because I think it gave her comfort in a way that she could see the man suspected of killing her daughter get a 20-year prison sentence for something else, and now there is no mystery, even though we all knew that he did it. Yeah, Joran van der Sloot. All right, tell me your thoughts on anything. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized that when Israel resumes military operations against Hamas, it needs to present a plan aimed at enhancing the protection of Palestinian civilians.
I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans, that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries criticizing Republicans for their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Jeffries asserted to reporters earlier today that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president in relation to his family business dealings.
President Biden is a good and decent and hardworking man, and that's been his entire life.
Beetlejuice 2 has wrapped up production as announced by director Tim Burton. Warner Brothers is eyeing a release date of September 6, 2024. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
country, one that better be on your list if you haven't been there. New Zealand, taking you to New Zealand for a conversation here on Author's Corner with Nicora Clegg. Her book, Summit of the Gods. Wait till you find out what this story is all about and the culture, what the culture is all about. I think there's a lot that many people see from afar about New Zealand, but they don't really understand. And she takes us on a really, really wild, poetic journey, that's for sure. Nicora, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Tell me about your journey to writing this book. I mean, you like to write, so maybe it's not a shock that you wrote a book, but how did you come up with Summit of the Gods?
So the school that I originally worked in, because I'm a teacher, and let me get this right, the equivalent of grade 6 and 7 in America, so intermediate here, I wanted to encourage the students to write stories based on mythology, but created legends, using descriptive and poetic language, and I was working in a place called Wainui o Mata, which is a little town close to our capital city. And it's just beautiful there. You go over the hill in the wintertime. It's shrouded with fog. And you go over the hill there, and it's just this basin of fog. And then you drive through it into a sort of a winter town.
Ooh.
And it's just beautiful. So I wanted them to also use what they could see to describe it as part of their stories. And this was the model that I took the students through the whole process of coming up with ideas, expanding them, and creating the story.
And tell us about the story. Somebody picks up, they're listening to you and I, and they pick up Summit of the Gods. What can they expect?
Well, first of all, it starts with our traditional legends, like Samoa and Hawaii. We have a Maui, Maui Tikitiki o Tāranga. He is a demigod who fished up our North Island from the sea. And the North Island from a map looks very, very much like a fish. And so I started with that, and I introduced our Uranganui, which is our sky father, our Papatuanuku, which is our earth mother, and their children, the gods. We call them Atua. And so it starts with that, and then from that, I created a legend about how Mount Pukeatua, which is in Wainui Amata, came to be. So it's totally created, so not an official legend, but it starts that way.
Yeah, it starts that way, and that's why I said you take us on just a wonderful journey. And it's worth talking about this for sure. Indigenous culture, New Zealand, the language. There was so much just in our short off-air conversation that I learned that I feel like I'm a person who has a lot of knowledge. But boy, there was a missing link there with that. That is incredibly fascinating. Tell everybody about that.
Well, being Maori, I didn't grow up knowing my language. It is something that came to me as an adult. In the 1970s, late 70s, and in the 1980s, there was a resurgence of our language to push it to gain its official status, which is now one of New Zealand's official languages. And from there, it now is part of our school curriculum. As a teacher, we must teach te reo Māori, which means we have to have our own journey towards being bilingual, at least, which I'm not fluent yet, but I'm getting there. And it's a beautiful language. It is very similar to Italian and to Spanish in just the vowel sounds and the way it flows.
And for the younger kids and now so many learning, that has to be a beautiful thing because that ties you to the origins of New Zealand as a New Zealander. You have to be proud of that.
Yes, indeed. And I'm proud to now be learning my language, the language of my people.
Yeah. Wow. So there is a word, be well, hello, kia ora, right?
Kia ora.
Yeah. Kia ora. That's better. You're a good teacher. Kia ora. I like that word. I think that's a word that we could all use and repeat. When people read Summit of the Gods, what do you hope deep down as somebody who's put this together that that they walk away with? What do you hope the takeaway is besides great storytelling?
Well, New Zealand, as I said before, New Zealand has some of the most beautiful landscapes in the world. It's very raw and natural and quite untainted in a lot of places. And it was my hope that to basically make people fall in love with our country through the use of poetic languages and myths.
And you definitely will do that by going through the myths and the language and everything else in between. Technically for you to put this together, was it fun because you had to weave in so many different elements?
Writing is always fun. Even when it's not going well, there's always something to learn from it. And yeah.
And after doing this book and seeing it and having it out there, does it make you want to write another book?
Oh, I'm continually writing, and in a lot of genres. Adults, books, I'm on my third, I've almost finished it. And I've written another children's story based on the three Billy Goat Gruffs, but very much with the New Zealand element, using our native birds, and of course our taniwha, which is a very, very important part of our religions. You know, we had two famous taniwha here in Wellington, our capital city, which we call Te Whanganui o Tala. All New Zealand place names have a Māori name and an English name. Even Aotearoa New Zealand is how we call our country.
So people that come to visit New Zealand, which besides seeing incredible nature, they also will get that taste of the language.
Yes, quite often. I'm having to really focus on speaking English at the moment. But we tend to speak, our sentences have a lot of reo, which means language. So te reo Māori is our Māori language, and it intersperses within our actual day-to-day speaking. Even my young children in class, they speak a lot of it.
Wow. So the fact that some of these younger students are going to be able to just be so fluent and to be able to flow back and forth, that is so valuable, isn't it, for what a valuable resource for New Zealand.
It is. And they're proud of the culture of our country. Even if they're not from Māori descent, they're proud of it and they enjoy the languages.
Yeah. What do you think people don't know about New Zealand that, and hey, you shared a lot of things certainly in Summit of the Gods, which by the way, you can get on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Page Turner, you can go there too as well. What do you hope, you know, in, when you think of what people don't, I guess your hope, what people don't know about New Zealand, what would you like them to know about New Zealand?
That English is not an official language in our country. Te Reo Māori and New Zealand Sign Language are the only official languages. English is a common language and it's accepted, but yes, it's not official. When we have meetings, we open them with a karakia, which the equivalent word is prayer, but it's not often religious based. It's more based on, we call it tikanga, which is our culture. So it's often sayings or that we use for our karakia.
Wow. Absolutely fascinating. We could talk for hours on, and for sure we're going to have you back. Wonderful. Summit of the Gods, pick it up, learn something, absorb it, and it'll take you to a faraway place. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And what we say to end it is, of course, e noho rā, e noho rā.
E noho rā. I love it.
Noho rā.
Nahora.
Pretty close.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and I look forward to talking with you again.
I do too.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's no secret here on the show. I talk about playing golf all the time. It's one of the best privileges, really, of my life, that with this career I've played in some of the greatest places in the United States and some other places as well. So in our virtual green room right now, Steve Shannon joins us, and the game has been very, very good to him. He's written a book called Good Strokes for Older Folks, A Senior's Guide to Somewhat Better Golf. I love that title. Steve, thanks for coming on.
Hey, my pleasure.
So you talk about in the book, too, it's funny, you've got great examples of this, and it's so true, isn't it, that this is a game that we all want to master, or we think we can master, I don't know, but then we get, it's just like incredibly embarrassing and at times so exasperating. Why are we addicted to golf?
We're crazy, of course. Only lunatics play golf. But golf is just like real life. You know, we're responsible for everything that goes on there. And we want to blame the car horn or the bird squawking or the person next to us that sneezed, but we're responsible for whatever we do with that ball. It's an addictive kind of game.
It is an addictive game. And in the book, you know, you talk about innovation and talk about innovation. And I said this, that the game has been really good to you. Tell the listeners what you were part of that is incredibly innovative, that just took off like nobody's business.
Well, are you talking about fundraising for charity?
Yes, yes.
Aha, okay. Well, that's I'll see if I can do it quickly. I have I lost a kid brother in Vietnam, and my passion became helping wounded warriors of various kinds. And some years ago, about 7-8 years ago, golfing buddy and I got asked to help with a fundraising tournament. And to do so, we came up with the idea of using an air-powered golf ball launcher. And the people would come to our hole, and they would pay some money to the charity for the opportunity to shoot a ball 300 yards or more to the green and get a birdie or an eagle. It was just a fun thing. Well, it has exploded, and now there are people all over the United States doing this kind of thing in golf tournaments.
And, you know, it is very fun to do, I have to say. I really wanted to get a hole-in-one, but I did it at a charity tournament, and they put it on my shoulder, and I was like, oh, please, please, let it just hit the green and roll in, and everybody explode with excitement. And it didn't happen, but I still didn't have an embarrassing shot, and it was really fun, and they filmed it. So it was pretty exciting.
That is really fun. We get 4 or 5 holes-in-one every year. And when you consider we do a couple hundred tournaments a year, that's still a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, wow, no kidding. Well, what a great thing, and especially too, Wounded Warriors. I love that connection. I'm with you. That's one of my charities for sure. Now, tell us about the book. You know, there's some funny and delicious, I think, stories in there, and you give advice. So, you know, tell us about some of that great advice you're giving us.
Well, the first advice is don't take me too seriously. And the second is, don't take golf too seriously, because you're never going to beat it. You know, if you're not having fun on the course, why do it?
Boy, that's so true.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And this book is just a compilation of stories that I've accumulated over the past 60 years of playing golf all around the country.
Yeah. For you, what is your best? What was your best round of golf?
Well, actually, in my heyday, I actually played subpar. But the only time I ever did that, when I was playing with my father, he was the very best player I've ever seen. He was always one stroke better than whoever he played with. He should have been a pro.
Right, no kidding. So really, there was something about playing with him, I bet, that made you play up and play really well.
But yeah, and I think it's like anything in life. If you play with people who are highly skilled, you play better. And,
yeah.
And that's been my experience. I've been in the, consulting business most of my life, helping people sell their products better or make a better looking product, whatever it happened to be. And, that took me all over the country, 46 states. That's a lot of golf courses.
I was just going to say that. So 46 states, will travel, have golf clubs, and getting to play in all these different places and all these courses. Do you have a favorite course?
Well, the truth is I don't. Every course is so different. Each one has something that is wonderful. It's kind of like people. You know, everybody, you don't have to like someone to like something about them.
Hmm. I like that. I mean, I was just thinking in talking to you what my favorite courses were, and I'm kind of like you. I don't know that I have a favorite one. I mean, I got to play Pebble, which was amazing, and shockingly bad I was. Because I think I was so overwhelmed. I'm playing Pebble, and now I can't find my ball anywhere on this course.
Oh, terrible. Just, you know, a wonderful course.
Yeah.
But incredibly difficult. I can't imagine playing that as your regular weekly game. Oh, my.
No, I can't either. And, you know, then I played, too, for people listening in Miami area, Doral. I kept hearing so much about it, and then I played it, and you would always see, oh, the blue monster is so tough. And actually, that was, like, one of my best holes. But the rest of the game, there was so much sand. I was just in sand the whole time and trying to hit out of sand. And so that's part of that frustration that we're talking about. You know, when we say it's exasperating, that's one of the things. It's where the ball lands.
Well, my goodness, yes, and that's the whole difference between the professionals and the rest of us. They can play those strange shots. We can't. My dad one time, and my favorite quote from my dad, I asked him how in the world it was that he was always in the fairway. The truth is, in all the years that I knew him, which is well over 70 years, I never, ever saw him miss a fairway. And he just simply smiled at me and said, son, he said, I've been working hard all my life, and I just don't have time to learn all the hard shots you play.
Oh, that's a great line. Boom! Hashtag.
That wiped me out. You were talking about courses, and some of the Western courses in the mountains are absolutely phenomenal. And the one that really caught my attention is up in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa, or Ohio, pardon me, Idaho. And they've got this doggone hole with a green that literally floats in a lake.
Yes.
And you, oh, my gosh.
How do you hit that?
They change it. Well, yeah. They must have a million balls in the lake every year.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's fascinating. And when you're playing in the mountains, you don't realize that all of the fairways tilt to the downside. You know, so you always have to be playing into the mountain because your ball is always going to roll downhill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, one of my favorite things is that's challenging. There's no question about that. One of my favorite things about golf is that there's always this big bravado, right? When you pull up and, you know, I challenge you, and when the golf cart comes, if you don't hit it 150 yards past the woman's tee or whatever it is. But there's always these games. There's these games, and it's so fun and funny because usually the person that is the ribber, the person that is joking the most, is usually the one that falls apart eventually during the round.
Of course. Right. There is nothing worse. And don't you love it when someone is pressing from the rear and wants to pass through your foursome? And you know that if you let them come through, they're going to screw up their shots. It's always there. It's so fun.
Yeah, I wondered the origin of the word, like, four. Like, how many times on a course have you heard that? Four! What? Duck?
It has to be some derivation of a dirty slang, I know.
No, you know, kidding.
This book, Kate, really was a labor of love because over the years I had taken notes and of the fun things that happened at various holes or various courses, and I just threw them in a drawer. And when my wife and I downsized years ago, we had to throw a lot of stuff away. And she came to me with this big box and said, "What are you going to do with all these notes?" And then she suggested that I take these notes and consolidate a few of them for my kids. Well, it turned out to be a tome. And it became a really fun book. And so just as we do with our fundraiser, part of the proceeds from the book after actual costs go into charity. And I really want to encourage people to get this. It's as we say, the book may not improve their game at all, but they will laugh a lot. And and that's the whole point. They will laugh, and it's wintertime coming up. Golf is slim, if any, but they can sit down and they can have memories that make new memories for themselves. And this is just a fun laughing book. And you might even learn a few things because, as you notice, there's a little history in it.
Yes, there's some great history in it, and I think people should pick it up and help charity, too. So, Good Strokes for Older Folks, A Senior's Guide to Somewhat Better Golf. I don't want to spoil it. There's great, great stories and musings in it. Steve Shannon, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Kate.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney.
at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.